From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. We've heard a good deal on this program about the conditions in Iraq, the bombings and shootings, the struggles of Iraqis to find work, to raise a family, and just to make it through another day. Well, today NPR's Anne Garrows has a story about a place you might expect to be full in a time of such upheaval. Turns out, it's nearly empty.
A patient at one of Baghdad's only two mental hospitals has left a keen and sob in her barren room. There are no sheets on the iron bedstead. There's no sign of any staff. A relative sits outside watching TV. She's been handed the keys to the ward. There are only a handful of patients in the entire 70-bed hospital. Psychiatrist Dr. Bahir Bhutti says it's not because Iraqis have suddenly found sanity.
Why should a patient come from a far area, paying a lot of money, and he comes to the hospital and gets, let's say, 20 tablets? Nobody gives him time, nobody talks to him, no other kind of services.
Drugs are either too expensive for his patients to purchase, or they're simply unavailable altogether. 44-year-old Dr. Bhutti says there are now perhaps 20 psychiatrists in Baghdad, a city of 6 million. He loves his work, and after the fall of Saddam, he dreamt of creating the country's first women's health center that would also have a mental health component. But foreign NGOs who promised help have fled the country. The Ministry of Health has changed hands, and he has no support now that officials there are supporters of radical Islamist Muqtada Sadr.
Our society as a whole is very undeveloped and retarded regarding mental health in general and regarding the women's role and rights. So it became a kind of a multi-layer suffering.
One of his patients with postpartum depression recently killed her baby and tried to commit suicide after her family cut off treatment. Citing the need for her at home, they decided treatment wasn't worth it. Security concerns have compounded ignorance, dramatically decreasing the number of women Dr. Bhutti now sees.
They are not able to come to seek help. They're not able to leave their houses and come and seek help.
His wife is also a doctor. He worries she could be kidnapped. Her clinic has been mortared. Their 8-year-old daughter was seriously injured in a bombing last May. And while the U.S. military says the number of attacks is down, he sees no improvement in their neighborhood of Dora. As insurgents increasingly target Shiites, shadowy groups respond against the Sunnis. He says this is beginning to take its toll on mixed marriages. He has a patient who is a Sunni. His wife is Shiite.
It was just yesterday that I had someone who said that I'm having a sectarian problem. I asked him, do you have a problem with the wife? He said, it's not my wife herself, it's her family. I mean, we didn't used to have such a problem.
Dr. Bhutti says Iraqis' perception of themselves and their society is increasingly confused. He confesses to his own depression. A Christian, he was part of a minority council that tried to advise on the Constitution. He says the draft document is too vague.
Eventually, what will happen in reality, on the ground, will be something different from that what's written. The militias and the fundamentalists will continue to force their ideas against everybody else.
He's afraid to vote in the upcoming constitutional referendum because his neighborhood is so dangerous. But he holds out hope that disaffected Sunnis, Shiites, and minorities, those who want a united secular Iraq, will rally together to elect a new government in December that will safeguard rights despite loopholes in the Constitution. In the meantime, he's looking for work overseas. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.